The Agricultural Stewardship Association's Landscapes for a Landsake is an annual art exhibition that celebrates both the agricultural heritage and stunning landscapes of the Upper Hudson Valley. Now in its 19th year, the show is the region's largest art buying event of the season. The three-day event is typically held every Columbus Day weekend in a wonderful beam post and beam barn called Maple Ridge outside of Cambridge, New York. Well, obviously, this year they can't do that, so they've gone online. It is their inaugural virtual event to benefit farmland conservation. It runs October 9th through the 30th with works displayed at this website, which we'll give many times, but it's landscapesforlandsake.com, landscapesforlandsake.com. Many of the featured artists are internationally recognized painters. There's also strong representation of works in other media, including sculpture, ceramics, photography, and furniture. To tell us more, we welcome Katie Gillette, who is ASA's communications manager and the main organizer of the event, as well as Leah McCloskey, who is the curator of the show. Katie and Leah, good morning. How are you? How's everything?
Good morning, Joe. It's Leah.
Hi, Leah.
Hi, good morning, Joe. This is Katie.
How are you both? Very nice to have you with us.
We're doing great. We're really excited for the launch of the show in just a day.
Yeah, that's right. So, Katie, let us begin with you as to, obviously, this is a big event for you, so it became fairly apparent that it had to go virtual, and then take the story from there.
Sure. Canceling it was just never something we really even discussed. So Leah and I just investigated a whole bunch of different options for putting the show online, and we came up with what we think is a really outstanding website. You'll be able to see all of the art, multiple pictures of the art, and the artist has just done a wonderful job photographing all of their pieces.
And for you, Katie, it's hard to hear you. I don't know what, but I'm just trying to fix that as best as we can. Leah, so as far as the curator of the show, did it make really a difference to the artists themselves?
Yes, I think it did. I think that a lot of local artists aren't used to doing the virtual thing around here, at least. So it was a challenge for everyone, trying to figure out how to best represent the work that they had and make it look, you know, the way that the best it can look online. And, it was, as I said, a big challenge for a lot of people, but we have 41 artists that figured it out, and it looks great.
So what was it like for them to figure it out in the sense of what they had to do differently?
Well, I mean, a lot of them had, you have to take photographs in a specific way and a specific size in the right light so that they can be seen really well. If you can't see the piece in person, you're going to want to see it the most of it that you possibly can, so that each piece has a lot of our artists had to photograph the back of it, the front of it, with the frame, without the frame, you know. So you're ending up taking, 10 photographs rather than two. So I think that was a big challenge.
So I'm curious then, Katie, of then getting the word out, obviously, and putting all of this up and making it look nice, and then getting people. I mean, obviously, you want to make as much money as you normally make.
Yeah, we sure do. I mean, it's ASA's largest fundraiser of the year, and the artists are donating 50% of the proceeds of each of their sales. So we're doing our best effort to market everywhere we can find. We've hung posters all throughout the Capital District. We've sent thousands of postcards in the mail to anyone who's ever basically even been to the show. And we've been doing a lot of social media marketing. So hopefully people have seen the ads online.
And I just want to go back for a second, Leah, because I find it interesting. We were talking about what's different for the artists, and obviously there's the presentation of it. But did you find that there was artistically speaking, that there was any relationship to the pandemic and what was going on that impacted the artist and their work or their output?
That's a really interesting question. I think that a lot of artists, we spend our lives, because I'm an artist also, we spend our lives almost in a very solitary way in order to create. So what was more interesting, I think, was the reaction of the rest of the world to a lifestyle that a lot of artists are used to living. And I also think that their output, because there was less distractions, there was a lot more output.
Yeah.
Because, you know, so all of a sudden you don't have the distractions of everyday life other than more people around you, in your family at home, so that you don't have some of the solo time that you would normally have as a creative person. So I do think that it was a little bit different, but not as much as you would think.
Right. So as far as numbers go, is it basically the same number of pieces available this year as there have been in years past?
No.
Yeah.
Last year we did. It was crazy last year. We did, you know, 70 something artists with 600 and something pieces. We just went crazy last year, hanging art and having a lot of art available. Technically, it would have been really hard for us to build a website and get that many artists with that many pieces of art all done in a 3-month period of time. Because we built this thing from scratch, and I don't know whether anybody really knows how that works, but that it's a really, really hard thing to do because of the minutiae of putting the tags on each piece and making sure that everything is named properly and all that. So it was a different process. We have 400, I should say only, we have 420 something odd pieces of art instead of 600.
Well, let us talk about the good stuff. As far as Leah, what are some of the highlights of what you'll be showing and that people can see when they log on to landscapesforlandsake.com?
Well, I think the exciting part about it is that you're going to be able to see art in a completely different way. It'll be a very intimate experience for everyone, and they can, you know, they can blow it up and look at the brush strokes of the colors and the paintings. They're going to see everything's going to be laid out for them so that they can look at art and learn about different mediums. So there's all different types of mediums that they can search by. So if somebody might not know what gouache is, they can click on gouache and look at gouache paintings and say, oh, wow, that's what that means. You know, so it's going to be a different experience for everybody. And it's going to be a lot of fun. I think that we have an encaustic person this year, which is a wax medium. We have wonderful watercolorists, and we have ceramic artists that are just incredibly talented. And I think that there'll be something for everyone and a great price point, too.
Has that changed, or pretty much it's all over the board, right? That's what it usually
is.
It
is all over the board, yeah.
Yeah, which is good. That's very cool. So the experience, the best way for people to experience this, beginning tomorrow, landscapesforlandsake.com, and they do what? Anna, Katie, how do they go through it?
Sure, just go to the website. Right now it's password protected, but the password will be removed here pretty shortly. And once you're there, you can navigate through the site. There's a home page. There's a page that says Meet Our Artists, and you can click on that. And you can go through each artist. You can see bios, photographs. Some of them included videos. And below them, they have all of their work. There's also different ways to search. You can search. There's one that says 100% to ASA. There's 5 or 6 paintings that were given to ASA for us to have 100% of the proceeds instead of just 50%. And then you can also search by, below that there's a collection. You can search through that by size, by theme, by medium, all sorts of different ways. So a little something for everyone in that way.
Well, it is a beautiful event. It always is. And no reason that it won't be online. Landscapesforlandsake.com is the website. It is the inaugural virtual event to benefit farmland conservation. It runs through October 9th through October 30th. It's the Agricultural Stewardship Association's Landscapes for Landsake event. And all you have to do is go to landscapesforlandsake.com to find out more. Leah and Katie, thank you so much for being with us. A great pleasure to have you on the program.
Thank you so much, Joe.
Be well. Have a great event. Thank you so much. Coming up next, we'll talk to author Ed Schwarzschild. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.